The group of 20 wrapped up its annual meeting Sunday, warning of increased protectionism following the collapse of World Trade Organization talks. The latest series of WTO free trade negotiations, known as the Doha Round, stalled in July because of disagreements over how much developed countries should cut farm subsidies. In its final communique, the G20 says a successful Doha round could speed global economic growth and reduce financial instability and poverty. The G20 calls for an early resumption of the talks, echoed a declaration from the leaders of 21 Asia-Pacific economies meeting in Hanoi. Both G2 and WTO meetings have attracted mass anti-globalization protests, which have often turned violent. The annual G20 meeting in Melbourne was no different as protesters clashed with police. On Saturday, 10 police officers were injured and 7 protesters arrested. Christine Nixon, the police commissioner for Australia's Victoria state, says foreign activists suspected of instigating the attacks will be investigated.
What we saw yesterday was guerrilla tactics, and it required us to respond in similar ways.
Australian Prime Minister John Howard denounced the protests as thuggish behavior. The G20 economies account for 90% of the world's gross domestic product. Members include the United States, the European Union, Japan, China, Brazil, and Saudi Arabia. Energy security, foreign exchange flexibility, and reform of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank were also on the agenda of the two-day meeting in Australia. The delegates called for greater cooperation in fighting illicit financial activities, such as funding terrorism and money laundering. The G20 ministers also condemned last month's nuclear test by North Korea. Heather Baron, VOA News, Hong Kong.
旺旺易语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com